Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right. I don't have any injuries necessarily for you. I meet with the doctors here later. But I think we came out fairly healthy of this game. And so I don't think there's going to be a whole lot to talk about even so. And, you know, with that, I'm going to leave it up to you guys. Go ahead and fire away.
We'll go first to Jesse Newell. Jesse.
Hey, Kelsey, I have a follow-up too. Hey, Andy, you said after the game the Raiders were bringing an extra guy to stop the run, but I just wondered, after watching, what was your overall evaluation of your guys' run game against the Raiders?
Yeah, we can do better in that area. And so I've got to make sure that I give the guys the right things to run against that defense. And then, you know, the guys have to do their job on top of that. So it's kind of a package deal there. And but I didn't feel like I was necessarily putting them in the best position against that.
Great. And since the last time we talked, I think you made your movie debut. I just wondered what part of that experience you're going to remember most.
Yeah. I didn't have a real big part in it, thank goodness. Or the movie probably wouldn't have been as good as it was. So that's a good thing. So, but I enjoyed the people with Hallmark. They sure do a nice job with things, and it's a local group here. So it's, they're Kansas City grown, and I appreciate their support. I think we have a unique relationship between the two organizations, which is something. I mean, Hallmark is one of those we all grew up with. If you needed a Christmas card, you knew where to go. And you get a Hallmark and you knew you're in good hands there. So, but anyways, that it was fun. It was fun for what I did there. I mean, they made it painless.
We'll go next to Adam Teicher. Adam.
Hey, Andy. Just curious what the plan will be for DJ Humphreys this week, what his practice week is going to look like. And Kelsey, I'll have a second question as well.
Yeah, and we'll work him in and let's see what he can see how he feels. You know, that's the main thing. He hadn't played in a while, so I just want to make sure he's in good position. He did a nice job last week working in there, and we'll do a little bit more with him this week.
Okay. And obviously this season hasn't gone like you thought it would or like you hoped at left tackle. So why not? What's gone wrong there?
Yeah, listen, we've got young guys that we're working in there. And so, you know, the growth, they're going against good players, and the good ones have gotten probably the better of us. But it's things that these guys will learn from, and they can bank for the future and get themselves better. And I think that'll help us down the road. That's what I would tell you.
We'll go next to Pete Sweeney. Pete?
And Kelsey, I'll have a quick follow-up if I can. Andy, you guys replaced Nazi Johnson with Joshua Williams mid-game. Defensive side of the ball, I know, but just how did you feel like he did coming in? I know it's been up and down for him, but just reflecting on his film.
Yeah, listen, I'm glad we have both of them. I think both of them can still work in there and do some things. And we haven't given up on Nazi or anything of that sort. I mean, he's coming off pretty major knee surgery. And so we've kind of kept an eye on him with that. And I think as as we go forward, we can use both of them, I'm sure.
And then just in a follow-up to Adam, do you think it's a possibility for DJ to start this week, or is it just strictly you guys are going to see how the week goes?
Yeah, the last week was a short week, so we didn't have a whole lot of time to, for the fast part of the game practices. And so this week he'll have I'll have a better idea as we go, and he'll have a better idea. So how he feels, and then we just go from there. We'll just see how it all works out.
We'll go next to Sam McDowell. Sam?
Hey, Pete just really asked my question, but just wanted to clarify, you haven't made a determination yet, Andy, about who will start at left tackle this week?
No, I don't think that's probably fair to DJ, right now, just him coming off this offseason. So I think we just play it by ear, Sam, as we go. And if he feels okay, then we give him an opportunity. If it's not where it needs to be, then you don't. So it's, we'll see how it goes.
We'll go next to Matt Derrick. Matt.
Coach, my first question was kind of in that vein too, but if DJ's not ready, would you be rolling with Joe at that spot for now?
Well, that's another one of the options that we've got. So we finished the game that way, and I'd rather have Joe playing in a guard because he's very good there. But Caliendo isn't bad either, so it's that's a good problem to have. But we've got some flexibility there as needed.
And Xavier had a pretty nice game. Had a good job of being able to get the ball to him in space. I know we talked about him kind of hitting that point like Rasheed last year, but could this game be a turning point for him just as far as some of the things that he's comfortable with doing and his positions you're putting him in?
Yeah, Matt. I mean, he's getting better. I think that's what we all can see. And it's not a secret. He's putting that out there for everybody to see. And my main concern is that he just keeps doing that. That's what you want to do, and keep working to better yourself. And let's just see where it all ends up at the end. But he's doing a nice job. He's got the trust of the quarterback. He's got the trust of the coaches. He's playing fast. Looks like he's gotten his legs back from training camp in the early part of season. So all of that's positive stuff. But you got to keep putting the product out there.
We have two more for you, Coach. We'll go first to Todd Lebo. Todd?
Hey, Coach, with someone, a young player like Wanya, who struggled during the game, when you went back and graded everything out, with some of the struggles, did he physically couldn't do something, or was it the mental part got to him? Could you kind of divide that up on a certain scale? And which one of those things is easier to fix, I guess?
Yeah, sometimes things snowball on you, Todd. I mean, it's a little bit of everything gets you. He started off pretty good, and then it kind of went from there. And that happens with young guys. Nobody wants that to happen that way, but sometimes it happens. And then you kind of get frozen in your own feet there and on what to do exactly. So, but listen, it's a great learning experience for him. I would expect him to do that. Whatever direction this thing goes, I would expect him to do that. And he's a good kid and he works hard. So I tell you the same thing with Kingsley. Both of them have got some valuable experience this year. And, we'll continue to hope that they would learn from all that.
We'll go last to Nate Taylor. Go ahead, Nate.
Hey, Andy, I have a couple for you as well. The first is, given the highlight that we saw on Friday, was that a signification with Kelsey's lateral that he's earned the right for that play to actually be designed in the playbook? Has he earned that part of his signature flip?
He's been doing it for a few years. So it's we do it in practice every day. You guys see that. So you know that this isn't just something that we throw out there on game day. I mean, we it's something we do, and so it's everything's okay with that. It's just as long as you complete them.
And then, secondly, it seems, Andy, that you guys are playing Jaden Hicks a little more over these last few weeks. Just what's the reasoning behind that, and how much do you think he might sort of progress between now and obviously you guys clinching a playoff spot?
Yeah, sure. No, he's a good player, and so him working in there, I think, is a positive. Again, he's a young guy that needs to keep progressing and challenging himself that way. I know the coaches have trust in him, and so we'll just see how things go moving forward. But he's earned that right to play more, and so he's got the confidence of Spags that way.
And thank you for the time, Coach. We'll let you get back to it.